You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, we don't have to tell you much about the storm that you haven't already heard. So, unless there's an update, did they downplay the snow amounts now?
Well, I'm not seeing the 40 inches in Denver now. I'm seeing 2 feet in Denver, but the surrounding areas still could get 3 to 4. So, I saw something about Blackhawk getting 65 inches.
Oh, man.
Get a book a room. If you're up there this weekend,
gamblers will be just stuck up there putting their money in the slot machine.
Get a room.
Man. But you know, we say only now 2 feet in the city of Denver.
Only 2 feet.
We start getting 20 to 25 inches of snow. I mean, that'll...
That's a lot of snow still. And I know, you know, I'm in the foothills, so I'm sure I'll get 3 at least. So I went out and fired up the snowblower yesterday and made sure it had enough oil and gas in it, make sure it was running properly and ready to rock it, man. Can I tell you real quick about the tragedy that happened this morning at my house?
Yeah, please.
I did send Dom a picture last night of some chili I had made, and I decided, you know, since I was doing it, I was going to make a big old vat of it so we could have it over 2 days.
Yeah.
For a quick dinner tonight, we're going to go meet the baby tonight, my sister's new baby. So I was like, well, let's have a quick meal tonight, and we'll be able to zip over there. And it was like a big tub of it. I had to use an old wooden boat oar to actually mix it there on the stove. It was that much.
It looks like a jambalaya type of...
I put a lot of sausage in it this time. Double sausage. It was really good. Bad news is I dumped it into the big Tupperware bowl and was letting it cool down there on the stove so I could put it in the fridge before bed. And I just went right to bed.
Forgot all about it.
Left it right there on the stove. So I woke up this morning and went downstairs, and there it is sitting on the stove. It was cooled down. Cooled way down.
You know, it probably still would be okay.
You know, that whole thing went through your head. It's like, is it still fine? Is it okay? Is it worth it? It's cooked, but yet it's still meat that sat out overnight. I'm like, I'm not going to risk everybody getting sick because they ate bad ground beef.
Oh, boy.
So, plop, 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 plop. It was fun dumping that thing into the garbage this morning. And luckily, it's trash day. So, threw it out in the trash, man. But gosh, what a waste. It's a waste.
Well, you know, it was an accident.
It was an accident.
It's funny that we love it when Gretchen will make her famous trout recipe.
Yeah.
But trash barrels go out for us on Tuesday nights. Mm-hmm. So we almost always only have it on Tuesdays.
Huh.
You don't want the leftover. You don't want the stuff, you know, the skins and all that going
in
the trash.
There.
Stinky.
Stinky.
So good at the time, but the next day you're like,
ugh, we ate that? Yeah, so that was my disaster this morning. I do like the story
funny
that you
you're going to see the baby, though. I have not seen a Seinfeld episode in probably at least 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think, over this past weekend, while I was waiting for Gretchen to show up so we could watch something, I put on, I was like, I haven't watched one. And I just randomly picked one. And it was the one about going to see the baby.
That's right. That's right, man. So, you know, we're all, I'm excited, but kind of.
Well, you're Uncle Jeremy.
I'm Uncle Jeremy. The two people that are super excited are Reed and Lila. They want to go meet their little cousin and see the little baby.
That's fun.
So it'll be a nice day.
Get a load of this. This weekend, we jump into daylight saving time. By the way, that is singular for those of you out there who call it savings. It's daylight saving time. And it starts this weekend. But get a load of this. On this show, we have advocated for year-long, just permanent daylight saving time. Just spring forward and leave it, because we sure like it staying lighter later.
Yeah.
We love it.
Love it.
I know that's not popular with a lot of people. I get that. I don't really understand the arguments against it, but I respect it. Fine, you hate it. Get a load of this. There is a kind of a bipartisan Senate bill now that's going to be considered to go ahead and make it permanent.
Yes.
Don't get too excited yet.
Yes.
As they point out, the whole standard time jumping back and forth made sense like a century ago for a variety of reasons. But now they're like, people are just tired of changing their clocks. Let's just do it this time. And then when this fall arrives,
just
we don't change back.
Leave
just
it.
Leave it alone.
How great is that?
Well, I'm excited, and I hope it happens.
I hope it passes.
I'm sure we'll get Facebook messages from those who are against it and point out all the reasons why it will kill us if we do this.
Now we won't know when to check our smoke detector batteries.
That could very well be one of the excuses for not doing it.
Sure will be. I'll never remember now. All right. Okay.
Oh, boy. So I hope it sticks.
I hope this happens.
Here's what I think. Something like this, I think, rarely passes the first time around. So this might have to take, it might be a year or two. I would think within the next 5 years that this is going to happen one way or another. And who knows? I might be surprised. Maybe they'll actually get
something done here. Yeah.
I say.
If Congress is going to do anything, let them at least do this.
Please.
And those are your odds and ends. Stuff for you to think about. Here with your boys in the morning, the Dom and Jeremy Show on Mix 100.